Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude the fourth parak of Masechta Shkalim with Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So the Mishnah is going to keep on talking about different things that were Hukdash without, just Stam, without saying what they're Hukdash for. So it's going to talk about another Shita, about what you do with it. I mean, we spoke about things that are Ratli for the Mizbech. Do they have, are they Kache Mizbech, or are they only Kache Bede Kabayis? Things that are not Ratli for the Mizbech are for sure Kache Bede Kabayis. So now another Shita, Hamakdash Nechas. If a person is makdish his property, his things that he owns, and there are some things that he owns that are ready to be brought in the mizbech, yenos, shmanim, va'ofos, wine, oil that could be used for nesachim and for karbanos mincha, and birds that could be used for the various karbanos that require birds. Yimachru, Rabbi El Azar Omer. Rabbi El Azar is of the opinion, the Tana Rabbi El Azar, not Rabbi Eliezer and not the Amora Rav El Azar. The Tana Rabbi El Azar says, "Yimachru letzarchei osu amin." They should be sold to people who need those types of things for their own karbanos, and then those people who buy them will bring them on the mizbech. V'yavi bidmeyan olos, and whatever money the Beis Hamikdash gets for selling those things, they should use to buy karbanos ola. Because anything that's right for the mizbech that you're makdish without saying what you're makdish it for is not only is it cut. But you have to use it for dafka for a carbon ola. So since those things that we mentioned in the Mishnah aren't animals that could be used for a carbon ola, so you sell them in a way that they will be used as kachem mizbeach, but the money that you get for them will then be used for a carbon ola. Ushar nechasim yiplu lebedek kabayis. But anything else that's not royal mizbeach that you just makdish the stem is going to go for the for bedek kabayis. Rabbi Lazar is in disagreement with both of the Shitos in Mishnah Zayin, because Rabbi Eliezer in Mishnah Zayin said that things that are right from the Mizbech are considered to be Kachem Mizbech, and in that he agrees meaning Rabbi Eliezer said it doesn't have a status of Kachem Mizbech, and Rabbi Lazar says it does, but he goes further than Rabbi Yeshua went, because he says that you have to use these things dafka for Karbanos Ola, for animals, that you have to use the money that you get for these things, dafka for karbanos ola, which is further than Rabbi Yeshua was willing to go. So now we move on to the last mission, the parak mishnah test. So the Beis Hamikdash would often buy wine, oil, flour that were made sure to when they made them that they were to absolutely tahar, and when they would buy it for karbanos tzibur, they would obviously use the money of the tzibur. They would use the money from the Lishcha, from the Machsa Shekel, but sometimes they had these like little business deals with people who supplied these things, and they would just arrange in advance what the prices are going to be for all of these things. Other times they would have like a long-term agreement, you're going to supply the Beis HaMikdash this year with flour, we want to know per pound what you're going to charge for the entire year. So the Mishnah describes what they would do in terms of the short-term agreements, what they would do in terms of the long-term agreements. So achas shoshim yom misharin es halishcha. Once for the short-term agreements, once every 30 days, they would set the prices for the buying of the wine and the oil and the flour with the money from the lishcha for the next 30 days. And once they agreed upon a price, the Beis Hamikdash would buy whatever they needed for each day at that price for the coming 30 days. If the price went down, then the Beis Hamikdash would only pay the lower price. If the price went up, then they would pay the agreed upon price. Meaning, it's yad beis yad hegdish al elyona. The Beis Hamikdash always had the upper hand in terms of that. So they set the price in order to lock in the seller to a maximum price, but it's not a minimum price. Kol ha'mekabel of the sapek slosos me'arba. If it's a more long term agreement, a guy who's selling agreed to take upon himself at the time of the harvest to supply the Beis Hamikdash with flour at four sa'ah of flour for one sella, amdu mishalosh yisapek me'arba. If the price of flour went up and now you can only get three sa'ah for the same amount of money, so you get less flour for the same money, the supplier still has to supply it at a cheaper price. Mishalosh v'amdu me'arba, yisapik me'arba. If the price of flour started at 3 sa'ah for a sella, and then the price went down to 4 sa'ah for a sella, then the Beis HaMikdash gets the better deal of the new lower price. She'yad hegdish al-elyona. The Beis HaMikdash always gets the upper hand when it comes to these contracts. So the Mishnah discusses another way that the Beis HaMikdash had yadam al-elyona. V'im hitliya soles hitliya lo. If the flour became wormy and it couldn't be used anymore, so the seller took the hit on that loss. V'im hichmitz yayin hichmitz lo. And if the wine went sour, again, the seller took the hit on the souring of the wine. V'ino mekabelus ma'osav achem mizbeach meratza. That's because the seller doesn't get the money paid to him by the Beis HaMikdash until everything that he delivers to the Beis HaMikdash was already brought on the Mizbeach and it went through. Meaning if it was, even though the Beis HaMikdash may have taken possession of the flour or the wine or the oil, so long as it hasn't been used yet as a carbon that worked, then the seller didn't get money. So he's still on the hook until it works, until it's used. So if the wine goes sour in the interim, he's gonna be the one that takes the loss. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Ches, we learned that if a person is Makdish, we learned a third Shita about a person who's Makdish is Nechasim, and there are things that could be used on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yetlo Azar is of the opinion that you sell it to people who need those things, and then whatever money you make from those sales is used for Karbanos Ola, and the rest of the stuff that can't be used on the Mizbeach just goes for Bedek Habayis. Mishnah Tess, we learned that if they had a short-term agreement for 30 days, so with a supplier, so they would set the price, and it was Yad Hekdish Al Elyona, and then each day in those 30 days, they would buy whatever they needed at that previously agreed upon price. If there was more of a long-term agreement, then the price would go up, or the price would go down, so then always it was Yad Hekdish Al Elyon. If the price went up, then Hekdish still got it at the cheaper price. If the price went down, Hekdish was able to buy it at the newer, lower price. And not only that, but the seller was on the hook for any loss, for any, if the flour got wormy or if the wine turned bad, the seller was the one that lost out because he doesn't get paid until the karbanos go through and were viable karbanos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Shkalim Perek Hey.